ICSA, the Independent Inquiry into Child Sex Abuse, which his report is due on Tuesday. One of the recommendations expected is that they will ask for mandatory reporting of any sex abuse and also a truly independent safeguarding operation. Do you think those are things that will then be put in place?
Well, we've got to wait and see what ICSA has to say, and that's going to be hugely important. With regard to the independent structure, you will know that the Archbishop's Council has committed itself to the principle of independence. We cannot have the church marking its own homework. That's one of the phrases that survivors use. We certainly need external accountability for all of the church's safeguarding work. On the other hand, the church's safeguarding work has to be totally embedded in the life of the church if we're going to change the culture of the church, both at national, diocesan, and local levels. So how the issue is going to be how we work that out in practice. With regard to the issue of mandatory reporting, again, the whole question is, we cannot have people holding on to information about abuse, which they have not reported to the relevant authorities. The question is how we go about that in the best possible way, working with our partners in the statutory sector, in social services, in the police and so on, in order to make that happen. The most important thing is the support for and the protection of victims and survivors.